Well, it was there was four of us. We were tired of skating around the neighborhood, so we went into town. Before we crossed the intersection, we just all kind of came to a stop. We came up to it. The light was already red. Intersection of 41 and 674. This is in Ruskin. And the traffic wasn't too bad. I started to skate across it. My brother asked me what I was doing. I told him I was going to go across underneath the semi and just get to the other side. So I cruised kind of a little bit too close to the back end of the trailer. And I was underneath it, and I realized that he started to take off and he started to shift.
I'm a steamroller, baby.
Okay.
I'm about to roll all over you.
My name is Chris Lehman, and I'm an amateur skateboarder.
I'm a steam.
So I panicked, I kicked my board out in front of me, and kind of dove off for the next lane. I didn't clear far enough. It was a tanker trailer. The back four tires ran both of my legs over.
Rock and roll, fill you full of rhythm.
It kind of spun me. Like if you're rolling a pencil up against a table, it just kind of rolled me. My leg just blew open. So I roll over onto my back, looking up. By this time, a crowd's already formed. My mom finally showed up. She was panicking. My sister was there. My brother had passed out. I didn't black out. I was in it full time. It felt like the semi had never gotten off of me. Felt like it was on me the whole time. It was just like a buildup of pressure just constantly coming, kind of in waves. My calf looked like a grapefruit. You couldn't see any bone structure. All you could see is just swollen flesh. They were considering amputating my foot because they couldn't get any circulation. I would go up to the skate park where I'd normally skate in a wheelchair and just sit there and watch everybody and want to do nothing but just roll the wheelchair and just go for it.
Ken Barsky on piano. Come on, Chris. Come on, Chris. Come on now.
The orthopedic surgeon, he told me that I'd probably never be able to skate again, and that just killed me inside. Just destroyed me. It was on October 18th, 2002. Doctor told me I could probably start walking after the holidays were over, and I started skating again before Christmas. I recovered fine, skating better than I ever have. I think it was a new sense of fearless, had nothing more to fear than a semi. I mean, a tanker ran me over. And the fact that I was not skating, not doing what I want, I was taken away from what I was normally getting and given nothing. So all I wanted was to just go, go, go. But I wish I had a video of it badly. Funny thing was is that after all that I've been through, after what happened, after everything, the officer on the scene still gave me a ticket for jaywalking. $21.